USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to classified documents. Trump appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami yesterday. He faces 37 counts, including obstruction. Trump aide and co-defendant Walt Nauta was also booked in process but was not arraigned because he has not hired a lawyer yet from the area. All eyes are on the Federal Reserve to see if they stop raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings following their two-day meeting this week. While an interest rate pause would be welcomed by many, investors are betting that the pause won't last. The current inflation rate is under 5%, but the Feds always want to target 2% inflation. Severe weather is expected today across the southeast, where destructive winds, damaging hail, and strong tornadoes are possible. The severe storms could meet the criteria for a widespread damaging wind event known as derecho. Nearly 23 million people in southern Arkansas, northern Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and southern South Carolina will be in the path. Most Americans are in favor of keeping the abortion pill available in the USA.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve the drug, compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Strawberries are being recalled. The FDA says they were grown in Mexico and could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The packages were sold at Costco up until last week as Radar Farms Smoothie Blend. They were also at Walmart under the Great Value brand of sliced strawberries and mixed fruit. USA News.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Army officially redesignated the military base, previously known as Fort Polk, Louisiana, to Fort Johnson. The fort, which is home to the Joint Readiness Training Center and the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, derives the new name from a New York National Guardsman, Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a black World War I soldier who bravely fought off German forces as a member of the famed Harlem Hellfighters. Is the federal government buying over-the-counter data on you and your neighbors?
An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. Although the report is dated January 2022 and the author's identity has been redacted, it cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Los Angeles City Councilman Democrat Curran Price has stepped down from leadership roles after the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that he's been charged with embezzlement and perjury. The DA's office announced Price faces 5 counts of grand theft by embezzlement, 3 counts of perjury, 2 counts of conflict of interest. Price is also accused of receiving some $38,000 in medical coverage for his wife while he was married to another woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.